Why, hello there, everyone. It's Mia. I'm sorry if the quality is pretty choppy. I'm recording in my car, and I feel like it's kind of old school. But anyway, hi. I am working on November's Q&A. But it might be posted in December. I'm like backed up on editing, and I have a feeling that I'm gonna have to at least chop out some silent bits in this. Anyway, so let's go ahead and get into it. First and foremost, I hope you guys are all okay and doing well. I'm really thankful for you guys. You've done so much to change my life, like really seriously, and it's just really nice to see a community that is supportive and kind, and you guys are pretty amazing. All right, so question time. I didn't get a lot, so I'm just gonna answer all of them. Okay, first question is from PsyDude3. Who is your favorite rock band? I would say Muse. I really like their music. Muse music. Anyway, just the melodies, and Matt's vocals are just pretty fantastic. Also, I'm sorry if you hear a whole bunch of beeping. I'm in the parking lot, so you do what you can. Okay, so Russ asked, or actually, not really a question, he says, but for some reason, I found it really cute when you said posterior, but then quickly changed it back. I don't know. I use a lot of terminology that it kind of just slips into conversations. I'll say like, oh, it was on the medial side or something like that. I don't know. It's you write it so much, you listen to it so much, you speak about it or speak as such in like during rotations, and it kind of just slips in. sorry about that. Spec_Nitro. Asked, just out of curiosity, will you ever make any more higher tiers available for purchase, or will they forever be gone to the wind? Because I'm actually considering committing to more if that option will ever be open. Well, thank you so much for wanting to support me even more. I am thinking about it, but at the start of the year. I also posted something in regards to changing the tier like pledge amount. Or tier pledge amounts for the higher tiers, and also adjusting the time of the custom audios, because 10 minutes really isn't enough. Like, I can get a little bit of storyline, but then it's just, you know, if the listener would like a sexy ending, it's like I'm rushing it, and I hate rushing it. So I mean, I do it, but I want more, you know, like I want more. I think the listener wants more. So I feel like a 15 minute is a good mark. But yes, I am thinking about it. I'm considering it. And if I do, I will definitely post an update. I promise. Mike asks, in your opinion, what are the top 5 scariest horror movies you've watched? These are mine: The Exorcist, The Exorcist 3, The Conjuring 2, Zombie 2, Insidious 2. That's a really good question. I would say Get Out is definitely up there. The Strangers. Funny Games. If you guys haven't seen that or haven't heard of it, I highly recommend it. It's really good. There might be more than 2 versions, but I actually really like the American version, which is like blasphemy, I guess. But I thought it was really great. I thought that Michael Pitt was pretty fantastic in it. But yeah, it's a pretty scary idea and concept. The ending, though, like, kills it for me. If you've watched it, you probably feel the same. I don't know. I think the ending is... it makes me, like, frustrated. But, yeah. So, I don't know. I think that's more of, like, a psychological thriller, I guess. But it is pretty horrific. Okay, let's see. So, what did I say? The Strangers. Funny Games. Get Out. Two more. I definitely loved Insidious. I didn't really think it was that scary, but I thought it was just really... like, well done. It made me feel like nostalgic horror, if that makes sense. I really liked that. I liked that eeriness behind it. Let's see. And then a fifth one. Huh. Well, I super love, just the classic. I love Halloween, but, a classic that I think kind of like not haunted me but like scared me when I was a kid and kind of stuck with me was definitely Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, that really like freaked me out when I was a kid because he was just so creepy and he did such a great job. Oh my god, what's his name? Robert Englund. Yeah, he did such a great job making Freddy come to life. Anyway, I thought that was a really great movie and scary. Because I mean, like, not knowing whether you're like in a dream or like fighting for your life in your dream and everything that happens in your dream. Listen, if everything that happened in my dreams came to life, or if I had to actually live through it and like the consequences were in real life, I would have died a long time ago. So, yeah, I love that one and it's always been a little creepy to me. Okay. So now I'm going to some other questions that I received. If everything decides to load. Okay. Thomas Herrera asked, have you thought of an audio where you catch your significant other listening to an F for M audio and offering to do it for them instead? That is a great idea. I think it kind of goes like, I really like that. And then, Thomas continues with, you could do something like a kissing audio or include ear licking. Oh, I've never done that. I mean, I try to get like the mouth noises. Oh, I hope that's not weird. But yeah. I'm like down. I'm down to do that. I really like that idea of catching your significant other listening and then maybe having them continue to listen, or we listen together and I just do everything that's being said. I wonder if I could like play it in the background. Oh, car honk. Yeah, I love that. Such a great idea, Thomas. Thank you. And then Thomas also asks, maybe another F for F audio. I definitely do want to do more F for F audios. So that is a great suggestion. Suggestion as well. Okay. Owl asked, what made you start ASMR? It came from me listening to ASMR and kind of filling that little void that I had since I was lonely at the time. And then I thought, why not try it? I also love writing little stories. And yeah, I don't know, I really enjoy kind of like diving into whatever that storyline is. Sometimes they're good storylines, sometimes they're not so great storylines. But yeah, I've been really enjoying it though. Really good question. PsyDude3 asked, valid question that must be asked. How do you like your steaks cooked? Great question. It depends on the cut, I think. But I usually do medium or medium rare. Cade Parrish asked, what are your top five favorite movies? Oh, well, I just did my horror movies, so top five, not just in general. Okay, I'm gonna list ones that lately, because I feel like it changes, it's very fluid, like it changes on my mood. But lately I've been like watching some movies on repeat. I think that's like a comfort thing too. I like having stuff on in the background. That's probably where I picked up my ASMR habits from. Right now it's Cruella with Emma Stone. I really love that movie. I love the fashion and I love the music. Because it's Christmas time now, I love Santa Claus, like the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. So I have that on like all the time now. Let's see. The Conjuring. I love The Conjuring. I didn't list that as my one of the top scariest horror movies because I fall asleep to that movie because it's like, that sounds crazy, I know, but I really love that movie so much. Like, it's like a comfort movie at this point. So it doesn't really scare me. It just kind of comforts me. That's crazy. I sound like a psychotic. I swear it's just this feeling that I get when I watch it. Anyway, The Conjuring. Let's see, what else? So Cruella, The Santa Claus, right now The Conjuring. Oh, Christmas Vacation, again, because it's Christmas time, like, and my mood changes, for, like, movies throughout the year, like, top favorite movies, and right now, Christmas Vacation is definitely one of them. Oh, and Trick or Treat. I love Trick or Treat. It's such a great movie. I love it. I feel like people definitely get what they deserve in that movie. okay, I'm not condoning like murder, but I just mean like it's kind of like fulfilling but also has like a scary twist to it, so, or not fulfilling but like satisfying. Okay, great question, Cade. Steve asks, do you have any specific favorite audios that you have done yourself, both suitable for work or non-suitable for work? It's a great question. I feel like there was a question similar to this. I really like the vampire one. I have like a soft spot for that because I think it's like, it's the one that's like, you know, it's a fantasy. It's cool. For my non-suitable for work, I actually really love my hate fuck audio. I feel like I got so much aggression out during that audio. It was really good. okay. Spec_Nitro asks, have you ever been recognized in public by your voice? And if not, how would you react in a situation like that? That is like literally my worst nightmare. I don't know what I would do. No, I've never been recognized. And like with the masks thing, I feel like I've been very protected too with that, because not saying that my mouth is or my lips are recognizable, but you know, that's like my body part. Also, the photos that I post for like the tiers that include photos, I get really nervous about that. But yeah, no, I've never been recognized, and I will count my blessings on that. What I would do, I would probably deny it. Probably at first I'd be like, no, that's not me, you know, but thanks for the compliment, or like, I don't know. I probably would do that. But then if they were like persistent, I'm like, no, that's you. That's you, girl. I'd probably just like own up and say, oh my God. Okay. Well, yeah, that's me. hi. I'd be super embarrassed because it would depend, right? Like on what type of audios that person was listening to. Like if it was my YouTube and the wholesomeness, I would be like, oh well, I hope it, you know, it's been very helpful. But if it's like the party stuff, I would be like, oh my God, you've listened to me come. So there's that. It's a very intimate thing. Okay, good question. Russ asked, and it's my last question, are you one for cuddling? If so, do you have a favorite position? Big spoon, little spoon, or something specific? Oh my God, I love cuddling. I love it. Although my body runs really hot when I fall asleep, so I end up having to like pull away when I'm starting to fall asleep. But I love like the act of cuddling and snuggling up and watching a movie just wrapped in a blanket and in somebody's arms. But yeah, so my favorite position, I guess it depends on the mood and who I would be with. I love being the little spoon though, if I'm being honest. I like feeling protected and like, I don't know, encased. It's a really good feeling. Yeah, I'm gonna just say little spoon. Yeah, little spoon. All right. Well, that concludes today's Q&A. This encompasses October and November. Thank you all so much for submitting questions. Thank you so much also for all of your messages that I receive. I try really hard to respond to everything. I've been slow to respond. That's just because of my schedule. I've been pretty swamped. And yeah, I really appreciate you all for understanding and being so supportive. Seriously, the amount of messages I get of reminding myself to take care, or reminding me to take care of myself, it's so overwhelmingly beautiful. So thank you. I really appreciate you all. Anyway, I hope you all have a fantastic day, week, night, whatever. Whenever you hear this, I hope that it's a great moment. And I hope that you learned something new about me. Feel free, please, to drop a question. There's literally nothing off limits. Except like personal life identifiers, but other than that, everything is pretty much up for grabs. Like, yeah. Okay. I love you all. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you all next time. Mwah.